Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where the country continues to be torn apart over demonstrations, legislation, self-examination, the whole question of systemic racism, particularly as regards policing. Is there a constructive effort going on to try to achieve some kind of police reform so that these cases become even less frequent? I think there is a constructive effort, but the context is all wrong. The context should not be that we are suddenly facing some kind of crisis with a huge upsurge in the death of innocent and unarmed and helpless suspects at the hands of police. That's not something that we're undergoing right now. The numbers, particularly of black unarmed suspects who die in police custody, have gone down dramatically in the last 5 years. And the reasons for that are obvious. It's because of the use of cameras, because of all of the well-publicized incidents that everybody hears about and fixates on. But the idea that this it must be dealt with by dealing with systemic racism, there are two stories, one a very local and one a very national, that I think highlight exactly what has become so difficult about this conversation, which is that you're either on the side of light or you're the side of darkness. And I don't mean that in terms of black and white in racial terms. I mean, the side of light is supposed to be, yes, I support Black Lives Matter. And yes, I am appalled by the systemic racism that still exists everywhere. And I'm appalled by all of the ways in which our society is unfair and it's unequal and it's repressive and it's guilty and it's terrible. Or I either I'm with the enlightened on this issue, or you're some kind of troglodyte who's headed for the scrap heap of history and you're going to go where all kinds of dismantled and dismembered and decapitated Confederate statues have gone. And nobody wants that. I mean, it's such an extraordinary thing. And here there's a story from Great Britain, and it just shows, I think, what we're dealing with. In Great Britain, of course, there's much tighter control by the government over media voices. But this is a story from the Isle of Man, which is part of the United Kingdom. Someone from the Isle of Man is called Manx. And there is a Manx radio host. His name is Stu Peters. He was suspended over Black Lives Matter comments. Story, a radio presenter who questioned the issue of white privilege in relation to the Black Lives Matter protests has been suspended. Now, to the very best of my knowledge, I don't think they even have a community of color on the Isle of Man. But maybe. Doesn't matter. Manx Radio took Stu Peters off the air after yesterday's program, in which a black caller challenged him for writing "All Lives Matter, oh no, how dare he," in an online forum. "I've had no more privilege in my life than you've had. I'm a white man and you're a black man," Stu Peters told Jordan McGuire. Manx Radio said it had referred the issue to the Communications Commission. Okay, is it not possible that Stu Peters did not have a privileged life? I don't know who this guy is. I don't know if he deserves any defense or sympathy or anything at all. But if that is the comment that is going to lead to your suspension, that I've had no more privilege in my life than you have? If you can't make that comment in public without risking your career, what have we come to? And this goes along with two other stories that I want to share with you. And, okay, I may be way out there and just out of touch with what is happening in America and old decent thinking people, et cetera, et cetera. But here goes. I enjoyed Boy Scouts. I did not get to finish to become a Life Scout or an Eagle Scout, the two top ranks, because we moved. But I love Boy Scouts. I went to Boy Scout camp in the summertime. I was part of a Boy Scout troop that met every week in the basement of a Presbyterian church. And scouting was great to me. Well, not so much. The Boy Scouts of America said yesterday that the organization will create a diversity and inclusion merit badge and make earning it a requirement of becoming an Eagle Scout, the highest scouting rank. The nonprofit also joined a growing number of organizations announcing public support for racial equality and the Black Lives Matter movement. It's absolutely appropriate for everyone in this country, and I want to join that chorus. I support racial equality. I'm in favor of racial equality. We should definitely support racial equality. But that does not mean supporting the Black Lives Matter movement. The Black Lives Matter movement is a political movement with a radical agenda. The Texas-based organization, that's not Black Lives Matter, it's the Boy Scouts, which was formed in 1910 and reports more than 2.2 million youth members, has frequently been criticized for a lack of inclusivity. Almost three-quarters of its youth membership is white. Okay, 70% of voters in this last election were white. Does that mean the Boy Scouts are racist now? Black members make up less than 7%, according to a tally from the end of 2018. I know, because I've talked to people in scouting, there's been a big effort to recruit more black scouts. And in any event, I'm not sure that a diversity merit badge is going to do the trick. The organization said it would make diversity and inclusion training mandatory for all its staff starting July 1st. Coming right up. And that it would work with local councils to ensure that property names, events, and other insignia do not bear symbols of oppression. What are symbols of oppression? The organization said in the statement that it would incorporate elements from existing badges. This is the merit badge for diversity. That requires scouts to learn about and engage with other groups and cultures to increase understanding and spur positive action. But the organization has also been embroiled in scandal. In February, the organization filed for bankruptcy after thousands of people came forward with allegations that they were sexually abused by scout leaders, with many filing lawsuits against the Boy Scouts. Now, a very big change from the Boy Scout movement as I knew it, and partially because they've tried to achieve gender diversity, sexual orientation diversity. Okay, then there's this, and this story is more disturbing to me. It's from a local suburban high school. It's from a high school, by the way, that is about one-third Asian. I don't want to tell you the name of the high school, because I don't want to get... I mean, I don't want this to become an attack. But a letter has been sent out. It's been signed by 1,000 students, parents, teachers, other community members, all to the head of education, the person who's in charge of education in this locality. And it demands curriculum changes. Demands curriculum changes to force support for Black Lives Matter. What's wrong with that? How would you feel if it was another political organization? We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Got an email that was forwarded to me from Christine in Medina, Washington, which is directly relevant to this question about the diversity merit badge and the Boy Scouts. And Christine says, I was just very sad to hear Michael Medved say at the top of his show that the merit badge for diversity that will be required for the Eagle Scout Award includes the Boy Scouts of America's support for Black Lives Matter organization. Not true. Black Lives Matter has political roots, which, although there is certainly a valid sentiment that all Black Lives Matter, by its political nature is exactly what the Scouts seek to avoid in their policies. The Boy Scouts of America has a mission devoted to the development of character and leadership in all our youth. Our BSA policies explicitly avoid involvement in politics. This is explicitly stated in the announcement against racism and introducing the policy for diversity training in the BSA sent this week to the Scouting family. This is not a political issue. It is a human rights issue and one we all have a duty to address. That's part of the statement. My husband is former national president of the BSA. Good for him. And we're still very much involved in the Boy Scout organization. My husband is on the National Executive Board. As such, we know the true intent of the merit badge, and we know that for years the BSA has been committed to issues relating to diversity, attempting to include many diverse groups, and first and foremost, the devotion to the development of excellent character and leadership of all youth. Along with my male counterpart, I was course director with the first National Link Troop Wood Badge, etc., and it goes on. And look, she says, I hope that Michael, who we know personally from previous events, will correct this statement today on his radio show. Okay, here is the point. The New York Times coverage of the Diversity Merit Badge has, in the second paragraph of its coverage, in a piece by Mihir Zaveri, says, the Boy Scouts of America, a nonprofit, also joined a growing number of organizations announcing public support for racial equality and the Black Lives Matter movement. And later in the article in the New York Times, they quote the statement from the Boy Scouts of America, which was a lengthy statement, it had much more detail and nuance, but they quote the statement saying, we believe that Black Lives Matter, the organization's statement declared, saying the group stood with Black families and individuals. Okay, standing with Black families and individuals is fine. Being in favor of diversity, of course, is fine. But the difficulty here is, in other words, this merit badge will be particularly required for Eagle status. I don't believe, and I could be wrong, and things may have changed since all those years ago that I was a scout, that do they have a merit badge in America's history or heritage? I know the scouts emphasize that generally. And by the way, and I'm one of those people, I began when I was talking about this moments ago by saying that I think it is terrific and imperative. One of the ways that you turn things around in this country is by making scouting more appealing to tons of people who really need it, and really need it living in less fortunate, less scenic, less more urban kinds of neighborhoods. But that brings me to this point that I was making about a letter which apparently got 1,000 signatures, and the letter was sent to the superintendent of schools and the principals of every school in the school district, and this is a suburban school district that is about one-third Asian students, by the way, and almost all the others white. It is indeed a school district with very few Black students. But the letter opens with three demands: that the district craft a comprehensive curriculum plan to address systemic racism, police brutality, and privilege at all levels of education, that the district develops that latter plan alongside the community, and that the district put in place these curricula by the beginning of the new school year. That's a tall order. It adds that conversations in education about endemic racism shouldn't be just happening on the streets. Quote, competitive and wealthy districts, including this one, have a responsibility to examine the roles that privilege and bias play within its walls. This school district is a predominantly white school district and community. Big Asian population. It's not entirely true. Students should be encouraged to examine and question their own role in supporting structural racism and the ways in which it benefits the majority of the student body. MSID, they go on this with this, and they say that the school district has the power and responsibility to broaden students' understanding of the world, and it must. What they're demanding is propaganda in schools. And propaganda to make kids feel that, okay, your parents worked hard all their lives. And they've achieved a level of success that allows you to live in a what is considered to be a desirable suburb. And you live there and should feel guilty about it because you don't really deserve it. It's based upon structural racism. It's based upon white privilege. This whole notion of white privilege is so outrageous when you consider the fact that it's one of those points we've talked about before. The largest group ethnically of people in this country who are poor, who are drug addicted, who are suicidal, who are destitute, are the largest group by number. It's white people. And the notion that every person, because he or she has white skin, is somehow privileged, that is not to say that discrimination doesn't exist. That is not to say that people who are black and have a 400-year heritage of oppression, and they really do, have the same advantages as every white person. But not every white person has the same advantage. And the notion that the very color of your skin puts you in a position of either advantage or disadvantage, it seems to me, is profoundly racist. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I want to get to another story like that, and then I maybe we'll talk a little bit about the shooting of Rayshard Brooks and the way it's covered on television and in media. But the other story I wanted to get to is one that was sent to me in the context of a haunting similarities to the terrible, terrible death of George Floyd. Haunting similarities, but one crucial difference. What is it? We'll talk about it coming up on the MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
Your outlet for outrage.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
It is a tremendous, tremendous thing, and I'm telling you, it's going to explode.
The Michael Medved Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President Trump's attempt to end the DACA program, handing a major victory to about 650,000 illegal immigrants who all entered the country illegally as a child more than a decade ago. Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz is not happy with the decision.
Today's decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in Department of Homeland Security versus Regents of the University of California is disgraceful. Judging is not a game. It's not supposed to be a game. But sadly, Over recent years, more and more Chief Justice Roberts has been playing games with the court to achieve the policy outcomes he desires.
More than 1.5 million workers filed first-time jobless claims last week. As businesses continue to reopen, 20.5 million people continue receiving unemployment benefits. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anyone who attempts to deny that racism has played a major role in American history and has been a gigantic issue in American history, with contention since the very beginning of the Republic, in fact, before the beginning of the Republic, because anti-slavery efforts began before America even became a nation. And slavery, of course, flourished before America became a nation. There used to be a substantial population of slaves in New York City. There's even a slave rebellion, briefly, in New York City. That was when it was a small city of about 20,000 people. But, look, anyone who knows the history of this country, and I like to think that I do, knows that the issue of race has always been there. And racism and hatred and oppression and murder and discrimination against black people has always been a factor in American life. And, of course, it still is. But for anyone to suggest that it is still comparable to what it was even 25 years ago is someone who isn't paying attention. And that's part of the problem that I have with this idea of white privilege. Because what it says to white people, particularly white people who are struggling, and God knows there are a ton of white people who are struggling, particularly right now, with 40 million Americans unemployed. And I know there's some people who are getting more money to be unemployed because of the stupid way that Congress structured the unemployment insurance extension, where that's going to end, by the way, in a couple of weeks, when maybe some people will be able to get back to work because new jobs are being created, etc. But look, there are all kinds of white people who are subject to opioid addiction, to suicide, where the suicide rate for whites is higher than the suicide rate for blacks. and that, by the way, is true across the country. It's, do you know that white people in life expectancy, white people have 5 years less life expectancy than Hispanics and 9 years less what life expectancy than Asians? And so talking about white privilege in that context, when a lot of people feel that they're struggling against the grain to even maintain their position economically in any kind of competitive effort, that the term white privilege and the whole idea of it and the whole effort to instill guilt and resentment, Carl Rove wrote about this today in the Wall Street Journal. There's a video that was posted from the Capitol Hill organized protest, CHOP, which used to be CHAZ, where somebody was exhorting the crowd, saying, all you white people, I want you to give $10 to some black person today and every day, which I guess is a form of personal reparations. Fine, if people want to do that, by all means. But this idea that your identity is based upon the color of your skin is exactly what I think many Americans believe that we were moving away from with the civil rights movement, not emphasizing things in that direction. Let me go to your calls to Kate in Tacoma, Washington. Kate, you're on the MedVed Show. Hello, Kate.
Sure. Yeah, so I wanted to address, I think, kind of a misconception about the definition of white privilege. I noticed earlier you were also discussing, like, advantages. And I think that's somewhere where it gets conflated. I think it's just an unfortunate issue with, like, you know, in America we can have all kinds of words that actually mean radically different. You know, things like a jar, right, with the door versus it being a jar. So when folks are talking about white privilege, it's more the concept. It's not to say that you did not have things hard. You did not have struggles in your life. It's that they were not made harder by the color of your skin. And it also speaks to, it's kind of like a good way to think about it is how those of us that are white often never think about our race until we're in this conversation right now. Like, it's just not something we have to worry about. It's not even something we notice around us.
Kate, can I ask you something?
We're talking about, like, it's an invisible thing.
You said we. So you consider yourself white?
Yes.
Where did your people come from to get to this country?
That's also something that we kind of have as a privilege. Most of us can track our family pretty far. I've got family from lots of different places, but the root of my last name was French Huguenot. And that also speaks to some of this privilege that we're talking about. Like, the history of America, really, time and time again, had affirmative action for whites. My family considers itself, like, traditionally, you know, my nuclear family is from the Mattole Valley in Northern California. That's where we were a pioneer family and established. And my grandmother, you know, came over in the early 1900s, started a valley, started a tradition, ranching and all that, on land that they were given solely because they were white, land that was taken from the Mattole natives while that people was being exterminated. There's not a single living descendant of the Mattole tribe now. And we were
Kate, how were they exterminated? How did that happen?
They were actually killed. There were even people in my family that killed them.
Right? Okay, would you send me some documentation? Because, again, there is a great deal of lying going on. The overwhelming majority of Native Americans who died, and it's nearly 100%, there were some massacres. But they're total, if you want to add them up, the various massacres, they come to about 8. And that's 8 too many, and it's disgusting. But there was warfare between native tribes and white people. White people were sometimes subject to slaughter. And to say that your family that comes out and pioneers and homesteads through the Homestead Act, they are able to get some land and to farm it in Oregon, that was an example of white privilege.
No, it's actually more it than seems a to me as white affirmative
and
action.
See, this is. But the entire problem here is your self-definition as white. In other words, when people are urging people to think about your race, I never ever think of myself as white. Most people would define me as white. Not everybody. And that's because a lot of people, back in the 1930s, Jewish people were excluded from being considered white by many people, and not just Nazis are excluded but from being white here in the United States. Mm-hmm. The point about this is that I do agree with you that the color of my skin has never been a particular handicap for me in any way. Whereas I know for many African Americans, and one could say even for every African American, it does become a handicap. I agree with you in that. But then take a different term than privilege, because privilege assumes, and the whole cult of white privilege assumes, that white people have achieved what any family has achieved because of stealing it from someone else. And do I think that is true of slave owners who became very wealthy based upon exploiting slaves? Sure. Is it true of the children of immigrants who came to this country penniless and never, ever owned slaves? No. And it goes to this whole idea of a fiction about a white race with a common white culture. French Huguenot culture is very, very different from the Russian Jewish culture my grandparents came from. We'll be right back.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life. free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
On the Michael Medved Show, let me go back to a sentence that is written in this letter about the desire for a curriculum about white privilege and racial justice and focusing on, as they say, systemic racism, police brutality, and the privilege at all levels of education. And what that means is even elementary school. And they write in this letter to a suburban school district, competitive and wealthy districts, including ours, have a responsibility to examine the roles that privilege and bias play within its walls. This is a predominantly white school district and community. Students should be encouraged to examine and question their own role in supporting structural racism and the ways in which it benefits the majority of the student body. Okay, in other words, what they're saying is that if you go to school and you have high ambitions and you do well and you apply to college and university and you work hard and you come forward and then you do one of the most helpful things that anybody can do to advance your own status in the world, which is to get married and to stay married. Yes, that is important. And you play by the rules and don't get arrested. And, okay, that is just something that you should examine and feel guilty about. The structural racism and the ways in which it benefits the majority of the student body. What about the Asian students there? And again, we're talking about a heavily Asian school district. The prejudice against Asian people was terrible in this country. We had a Chinese Exclusion Act. It used to be that people who had immigrated here to this country from Asia could not become naturalized citizens. They weren't allowed to take legal classes if you had Asian oranges until William Nakamura, who a courthouse is now named after, sued to become the first Japanese-American law student at University of Washington Law School. The idea of racism, of course, should be taught, including some of the anti-immigrant, anti-Asian immigrant hysteria that led to a race riot and to lynchings here in Seattle. And that was a century ago, a little bit more than a century ago, but still. That it seems to me, is important to put into context. Let me put something else into context. I have been fascinated. I have sent an article, it was a lengthy article, a legal piece, about the case, which looks so overwhelming. I mean, guilty, 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 guilty. But to Officer Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd. And there's an interesting piece that actually brings up a case that actually the Supreme Court heard. And I'll tell you in what context. It's a case from Palm Beach, Florida, West Palm Beach, in 2005. And it's a case of a guy named Donald Lewis, who, and the entire thing was filmed for Cops. It never showed on Cops because the guy died, the suspect. But they were called because he was running out into traffic, and you can see it, on a very busy highway, and stopping cars, and it's pitch dark, it's the middle of the night, and the cops come up to him. He's bare-chested, barefoot, wearing pants, heavy-set guy, and the guy's name was Donald Lewis. He was 38 years old. And the cops eventually subdued him. He then wriggled away and ran back into traffic. And it took five cops, and they had to subdue him. And they eventually hogtied him. And he died with signs of excited delirium. Some of the footage that was captured by the late lamented TV show Cops sounded like this.
No shirt, cross the
foot. Hey, Bugs. Lay down. Lay down. What's going on, bro?
I beat me up.
Who? How much coke you smoke, man?
I don't do nothing. Oh, Lord.
Hey, do me a favor.
What?
Relax.
Please.
Okay. I'll help you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, relax.
I want nothing lower now. I'm sorry.
Relax. Get on the ground. Get on the ground. Get on the ground.
I'm on the ground.
Stay there. Hey, stay with that. Come here, boy. Hold on, the cars are gonna... Come here, dude. Come here. Put your hands behind your back.
Put your hands behind your back, dummy.
Okay, he calls him a dummy. And this goes on for about 10 minutes. And finally the guy stops moving, and he's had some kind of cardiac arrest. He was clearly in delirium. And the Palm Beach Post wrote about the case. The victim's name was Donald Lewis. And Palm Beach Post wrote, after his death in police custody, there were five cops who were involved, and they were all there on camera, and it took all of them to wrestle him, and he kept running back into traffic where he would have been killed by oncoming cars, and they kept wrestling him to the side of the road and trying to arrest him. And it says, in mugshot after mugshot, his eyes peered out with a dazed, vacant stare of an addict. Over the years, Donald G. Lewis's hair changed. The expression of his mouth shifted. At times he seemed angry, other times like he could hardly stand. As each photo was snapped to the Palm Beach County Jail through the 1980s and 1990s, and as recently as July, this is 2005, there was one constant: that he would always be back. In his 38 years before he died in police custody early Wednesday, Lewis was arrested in Florida at least 60 times, almost always in Palm Beach County. He had an estranged wife. He had a son who was 14. He was the son of a cop. And did I mention he was white? And it's horrible to watch this footage. I mean, I wish I hadn't watched it. And it's horrible in the same way, except for the very big difference that the George Floyd video is horrible. In this case, the cops clearly do need to subdue him. He is struggling against them. George Floyd was already successfully handcuffed and he was lying on the ground and just pleading that he couldn't breathe. And is that different? Yes, it's very different. But I bring up this case of Donald G. Lewis because when I was watching it and watching any of this, and if we can, I want to try to put that video up on our website. It can lead you to think what an unbelievably hard job law enforcement has. You could hear that cop there was immediately coming up trying to make it a non-confrontational environment. And that apparently was the case with Rayshard Brooks. They have 25 minutes of it on tape, and he was talking cordially with the officers until they tried to arrest him. And then he fired his taser gun that he had taken from one of the officers toward the other officer. Now, that could immobilize him. And the idea that everyone is now clamoring for a murder conviction, which could even bring the death penalty for the cop in that case. Look, one of the reasons that we're having all these demonstrations and all of these arguments right now, it's very hard to get a conviction against cops. Generally, it happens. Officer Flagler got a conviction in the Walter Scott case, who he shot him in Charleston, South Carolina, shot him in the back while he was running away. But generally, if you're a police officer and you're trying to do your job, and your job is to keep the public order, it's even to protect people against hurting themselves, which is so clearly the case in this Donald Scott video. The most important thing here is not race, it's justice. And sometimes justice does need to account for the historic racism that we have experienced in this country. But to put that always as the number one concern for analysis in any of these cases seems to me a mistake for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.